The district is seeking a 75-cent increase to help offset a loss of state funding. Superintendent Ed Fletcher says the district might not increase it by that much right away, but it wanted to ensure there's some wiggle room for the future.
Well, 75 cents may seem like a large number, but the board really didn't want to try to do this and have it approved versus doing 25 cents and then coming back 3 years later, oh, we need another 25 cents, and then coming back after that. So it's really just looking at the need, what we could lose in proration of general state aid, and using that to come up with a 75-cent amount.
How bad is the funding situation in this district specifically right now, and why is there a need for the increased funds in the education fund tax levy?
Well, at the state level, anytime that they're looking at a loss of revenue, and this year with the temporary state tax increase going away and their predicted loss of revenue, there's only certain areas where the state can take monies from to make up that loss of revenue, and one just happens to be general state aid. So in our district, a 5% proration in general state aid equals a little over $500,000. So we're very reliant on general state aid, and due to that and the possibility of having general state aid prorated again, we need to have another revenue source.
Fletcher estimates the state owes the district around $3.2 million. He says that's money the district will likely never see. He says while there's a sense of urgency, the district could find ways around the revenue shortfall.
The possible loss of revenue is going to occur in the near future if something doesn't change at the state level. So that's why the need is now as opposed to in the future.
Let's say the levy does not get passed in 2 weeks from now. What happens to the district? Where do they go from there?
Well, it's really hard to say because you're not sure who's going to be elected governor. You're not sure what's going to happen in the lame duck session. And we really don't have a lot of answers until late May, early June, when the governor, whomever that may be, signs a budget, an education budget, and we find out what our funding is. If there's a substantial cut in general state aid and this doesn't get passed, we would have no choice but to issue working cash bonds.
So there is a chance that this doesn't get approved by the voters, but you can still take a potential hit from it then.
Oh, absolutely. And our taxpayers would, because if the past occurs, like if things happen as it has in the past, we're anticipating a loss in revenue. So we will have to issue working cash bonds, which is, in essence, a tax on the taxpayers.
How would that work then, the working cash bond, for those that do not know?
Well, I mean, we have the approval right now to issue $1.5 million in working cash bonds. I would recommend to the board to have the fastest payback period possible, just because of the simple fact we don't know what would happen the next fiscal year, which could equal a 75-cent increase in taxes anyway.
What is the district going to have to do if it doesn't get all the revenue? Because you've mentioned cuts before as well. Has the district already made cuts? What kind of cuts could be coming if this doesn't get passed?
We've made cuts in certified staff over the last 3 years. We made cuts into certified staff. If this doesn't get passed, the board has been very clear that they're not saying that they're going to absolutely make cuts. We're staffed as lean as we can be staffed in our teaching ranks. We're staffed as lean as we can be staffed in our non-certified staff. We could look at cutting programs, but I could cut every single program we have and still not equal the possible loss of revenue that we would see from the state. And that's really not what the intent of the board has never been, to make a threat. If this doesn't pass, then we're going to do this. We're really just taking it step by step and still try to do everything we can to provide a good education for our kids.
If the increase is approved, the owner of a $35,000 home would pay an extra $21.88. The school district also asked for a tax hike in the spring, but 63% of voters opposed it. Fletcher says the district this fall has worked to make sure voters understand why the money is needed. He's hosted forums and has spoken to local groups about it. He hopes that swings the vote in the district's favor this time.
You know, those are some of the different things that we are doing to try to get information to our voters. There is a community group that's been communicating themselves with our constituents to try to get the word out as well.
How do you see it playing out in 2 weeks? Do you see this being approved? Do you see it not passing again? what's your gut feeling on how it's going to play out?
Well, I'm an optimist, so I'd like to think that it's going to be voted and approved by our voters. I think they see the need and understand the need, and I believe they want a quality education for their children and grandchildren.
Fletcher personally feels that he would pay the increased amount to fund a quality education for his kids. The question is whether voters in the Monmouth-Roseville School District feel the same way. I'm TJ Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.